So we have started Canto 2 and we have covered chapter number 1. In that chapter, then it was said, Antakale tu purusa agate gat sadvasa chindyat asanga sastrena spriham dehinu ye che tamaha. Antakale, when the end comes, then what you should do? Chindyat asanga sastrena, cut your all attachments from the world, including your body. Sangha sastrena spriham dehuno chayetana. In deha also, the difficult part is the body part. That also is to be, we have to cut it. Then grihat pravito dhira, then after that you come out of your house. Many Mahatma say we should not wait for the end of your life. Every moment is ending. Every moment is ending, that is the end of a time. So we should remember the Lord every moment. Grihat pravrajito dhira punya tirtha jalaptula. Then you should leave your home and go to the tirthasthan. Take a dip there. Suchau vivakta asino vidivat kalpitasane. Then suchau vivakta asane. At a purified place and in a solitary place, you sit down. And as per the Shastra has said, you should set up your seat and everything. Full detail is given in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita. Then after that, abhyaset manasa suddham trivida brahmaksharam param. Then contemplate on om, trivida akshar, a, om, tri. There are three letters there, so on that om, you should do upasana of that. Mano yachet swasa brahma bija vismiran, and then by your, all your senses should be withdrawn and prana should be controlled. Then after that, niyachcheta visayobhya manasa buddhi sarithi, and all your senses should be brought to the object, and the sarthi, buddhi should be the sarthi. Under the guidance of the intellect, your mind should do all the withdrawal. Manah karma virakshiptam subharthe dharaye diya. Manah karma virakshiptam. And the mind should be withdrawn from all actions, karma virachana, withdraw from all actions. And subharthe dharaye diya, and bring it to subha artha, to one place, concentrate on the mind, concentrate on the Lord. Tatre kavayam dhyayet, then you concentrate on one limb of the Lord, ek ang, dhyayet. Vyachinna chetasa mano nirvesam yukta tata kincham nasmaret. Then after that, the mind has become without any visaya, without any object. It becomes thoughtless. And at that time, kinchat nasmaret, you should not think anything of else. Padam tat param Vishnu mano yat prasidati. And that time you have reached the Vishnu pad. When the mind is free of all thoughts, not thinking about anything, then you have reached that Vishnu pad. That time you have reached the self also. But what happened? Rajastamo abhikchatam vimuram manasa atmana. Raja and tamogun, they disturb. They make mind unsettled. They take you again to the jagat, again to the object, emotions and thought. Then what you should do? Yatche dharana dhiro hantim chatat kritam malam. At that time, you should do the dharana to remove the impurities of rajas and tamas. Rajas and tamas have disturbed you. So now you should do the dharana. What is dharana? We have seen in Patanjali Yoga Sutra, it was stated, desa bandha chittasya dharana. Desa bandha, to keep the mind in a particular location, desa bandha is dharana. To concentrate on one, either inside or outside. Inside, if you are concentrating, then on the nabhi and hridaya you have to concentrate. When you are concentrating on the sixth chakra, at that time you have to concentrate either on the nabhi or the hridaya. Or when you are concentrating outside with the open eye, then it says on the one limb of the Lord, you should concentrate. This is dharana. Why I explained all this dharana once again? Because the first verse of the second chapter also talks about the dharana. And I am sure you all have forgotten what is dharana.
अथ द्वितीयोऽध्यायः Sri Shuka Uvacha Evam Pura Dharanayatma Yonihi Nashtam Smritim Pratyavarudhya Tushtat Tathasa Sarjedavamogha Drishtihi Yathapayat Pragvyavasaya Buddhihi.
Evam Pura Dharanayatma Yonihi. Earlier also this dharana was practiced. By whom? Brahmaji. How? When Brahmaji appeared from the lotus, from the navel lotus of Vishnuji, at that time you were seeing what is to be done, where from I have come, what is to be done. He was not able to think anything, wasn't able to know what is his source. Then he did tapas, he did dharana. Dharana, he got back his all old memory. You see, when we take birth, do we have the old memories? No, nothing. Similarly, when Brahmaji came, he had no memory. So what is to be done? So he did the concentration, he did the dharana. And by dharana, he got back his old memory. How before pralaya, the whole entire creation was created, the whole knowledge came to him. So dharana is very important. He got back his knowledge and after that he created the whole universe.
Shabdasya hi brahmana esha pantha yannam abhidyayati dhira parthaihi paribhramanstatra navinda tirthan mayamaye vasanaya shayanah.
Shabdasya hi brahmana esha pantha. In the Vedas, you will find that the most portion is karmakanda. Majority portion is the karma. How to fulfill your desires in the righteous way. That is stated. If you want putra, then the putra kamishti yagya you do. What is this putra kamishti yagya? You propitiate Lord, give oblation to the Lord. Giving oblation to the Lord means, this is for you, na idam mama, this is not for me. I am giving to you. And then Lord becomes happy and he blesses you. What is the science behind it? The science behind it that you are remembering Lord and offering oblations. Now if you want swarga, a different yagya is given. If you want another thing, different yagya is given. If there is no rain, there is a yagya for that also. If you want material prosperity, there is a yagya. So it is said in Vedas, they are misleading. Misleading means the majority portion is the karmakanda only. And if you do the karmakanda, what will happen? You will travel in this 14 lokas only, up and down. All these 14 lokas are made of maya, sattva, rajas and tamas. And when you go to the swarga, what will happen? You will stay there for the time being allotted to you. Allotted to you means as much as you have done punya. Chine punya, marta loke visanti, again come back. So you are traveling on these lokas. But you will never be able to experience the true happiness. Never, never will be able to. So it says the sabdarasi is like that. Because the majority portion, it says 100,000 mantras are there, out of which 96,000 mantras are of karmakanda. And the karmakanda says the balance 4,000 verses of the mantras are useless, karmakanda says. And they should be interpreted in such a way that they come to the karmakanda.
Can I ask the question?
Do the karmakanda. Even the Upanishad mantra, they are interpreted in such a way that they lead to karmakanda. Once what happened? Agni was crying. Agni was crying. Why? The devta thrashed Agni. Why they thrashed? Because they were going for a war and they kept all their wealth with Agni. Safe custody. Like we do it in the bank.
Agni
devta. Their wealth to Agni Devta. And they went for the war. Rakshasan and Vasul ke saath mein yuddha karne ke, they all came out. And they won the battle, came back, asked Agni, give me our wealth, return. Agni said, no, I will not. They thrashed Agni. And he started crying. When started crying, then the tears fell on the earth. And wherever the tears fell, there were silver. Silver came. Now the Brahmins, Karmakandi, they interpreted that nobody should give silver as a dakshina because it is the tear of Agni. So what you should give?
Gold.
This way they interpreted. This is the, how the Karmakandi, they interpret the Upanishad portion. But they don't know that the whole Karmakand is meant only for the purification of mind. The whole purpose of all this Karmakand is purification of mind. I am exhausting my vasanas by offering to the Lord. And once the mind is purified, then 4,000 mantra will come. It will help you in the knowledge of self. So the most of the people, they are in the rituals, Karmakand, 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 they are doing. So it is a sabdasi brahmane esa pantha, paribhramantasana vidante artha. You are paribhraman, you are traveling between 14 lokas. Now I want this loka swarga. When you reach swarga, then you came to know there are other higher lokas also, mahatapa janan. Satyaloka is also there. So again you came down, started again praying, doing again yajna for the higher loka and higher loka. So it says, paribhramanta, so you are doing the brahman only, traveling from one loka to another. And na bindeti arthan, you are not getting the true happiness. Why will you not get true happiness there in 14 lokas? What is the science behind it? Because all are made of sattva, rajas and tamas. All are maya. All are changing and perishable. Anything which is changing and perishable will never give you true happiness. You got it? Now do you want to go to swarga? Mahajana, tapa and satyalo? No. You will have to come back because all these are made of trigon. All panchamahabhut made. Mahamaya vasana sayan. So this is all mayamaya, so we should not strive for that.
Atah kavi nama suyavadarthah syat pramatto vyavasaya buddhihi siddhinyathartena yateta tatra parishramam tatra samikshamanah.
Therefore, atah, what a kavi should do, what a wise person should do. Now you have come to know that all 14 lokas are made of sattva, rajas, tamas, and it is all mayamay. All are changing and perishable. Even Brahmaji is changing and perishable. It has got a limited life only. The kavi, what he should do? Yavatat kavi manasu yavatart syat apramatta vyavasaya buddhi. When you are living in this world, you should have apramatta. Pramatta means you are heedless, careless. Pramatta represents the tamogun. When the tamogun comes, then there will be pramatta. You will become asabdhan. You will become careless, heedless. So seeker should be, a kavi or a wise person should always be sabdhan, always alert, vigilant, every moment vigilant. Why? I will take from this world only that much which is required for me. Only that much. Apramatta, you should be always be careful. Because everything which you are getting from this world is changing and perishable. All 14 lokas are changing and perishable. So should we accumulate the things which are changing and perishable? We are spending our whole life in accumulating all these things. So here, Ved Vyas is saying, you, in your journey toward that goal, you take only that much which is required. Don't get engrossed in that and stuck in that. Then the life is gone. Only that much you do. And by prarabdha, if you get something, then why you try for it? Why try to get something? By prarabdha? He will explain further. You see, Thakur Ramakrishna was, while going to a devotee's house, it was dark in the night, One of his shishya, disciple, since at that time there was no electricity and the lantern was not there, there was a small alley through which you have to come out, and there was dark. And this boy, by tapas, he has got some siddhi. So he immediately lit light from his back. He was going in front and the light from his back because of siddhi and illuminating the path of Thakur Ramakrishna and Thakur Rama. And Thakur Ramakrishna said, what you have done this? You have spent so much of time, so much of tapas for a light which you can buy one candle for one paisa. And you have spent so much time in sadhana getting this siddhi. Another person showed him that I can cross Ganges. You don't know, Dakshineswar is on the bank of the river Ganges. And on the other side is the Belur Math. The one disciple said, I know. I can walk on the river. No boat. And he crossed and came back. Thakur Ramakrishna was very angry. You have done so much of sadhana. You could have crossed by boat, giving one paisa, two paisa to the ferryman. You have wasted your life in getting these siddhis. Similarly, here it is said, you take only that much which is required. Speak only that much which is required. Conserve your energy. And now he is going to give you beautiful thing which is meant for sadhak, not for the grihasthis. Be careful.
Satyam shkito kim kashipo prayasaihi bhaho samsiddhe yupavarhanai kim satyanjalo kim purudhana patrya digval kalado sati kim dukulaihi.
Satyam shkito kim kashipo prayasaihi. Why strain to get a wet when Mother Earth is here? You can sleep on the floor. Now what we do? We are again sleeping on a flat thing. Now, a little bit of cushion we put. Well, when that Earth is available, why you need the bed? When arm is available, then why you need a pillow? When this Anjali can act as a pot, why do you need pots? These are your fork. You can hand it as a, use it as a spoon. Why you need all these things? Satanjalam kim purudhana patra. Why do you need patra? Pots. Different type of pots. For masala dosa, one ladle. For this thing, another ladle. So many types of ladles. So many types of knives to cut this vegetable. We need this type, this type. This is for sadhak, not for grihasthi. And then he says, dig. Valkado satim ki dukalai, dukalai. What is the use of dukalai? Dukalai means cloths. What is the use of dukalai? When directions and the, what they call is the bark is the skin of the tree, bark. Bark. When those things are available, why do you need cloths? This is for sadhak who is trying to move toward the paramarth, not for the grihasthis. The idea is that you don't require too many things of the world for your journey toward Lord.
Chirani kim pathina santi dishanti bhiksham naivam griha parabhrita sarito pyashushan ruddha buha kimajitavati nopasannan kasmat bhajanti kavayodhanu durmadanthan.
This is for the vairagya. You see, the coping is only for the sannyasis. We know there are Naga Babas, we know many Babas are there, they only put the langotis, nothing else. This coping is only for them, not for the sansari. Here we say, Chirani ki panthim nasanti. Do you not find this clothes on the streets? Torn clothes, or sometimes you will find the tailor, he will throw away all the cuttings, small cuttings. And once upon a time, that was a fashion they used to stitch, and they call it kantha stitch. Is it not so? Remember? kantha stitch shawl, kantha stitch dhotis and saris and all that, kantha stitch. Even in Bhaj Govindam it is said, Rathya Charpat Virchit Kantha, Rathya Charpat in the Rath, Rathya Charpat on the road, you will find this thing. So for such sadhak, he says, why do you need clothes or abalo free of cost? You will find in the garbage dustbin, take it out, stretch it and wear it. Disanti Vicham Nabhanga Kripa Prabhata, are the trees not giving you fruits? They are giving. They are not charging anything. Also, of course, if it is owned by somebody, he will not allow you to give. But if you go to the Himalayas and all that, those who are owned by the government, nobody is there to ask you any. You can have those fruits. Saratopiyasya Susan, have the river dried up for the needs of the water? But we need mineral water. Without mineral water, we will not need. But for the sadhak, he says, it's all available. Rugdha Guyam, do you need a house? All the caves are open there. Have anybody closed those caves with a stone? No. The caves have got no doors. He said, the caves are available. Guyam. Kima Jatavati Nopasannan, is Lord Hari not there to listen to your prayer? Lord Hari is there. Therefore, kasmat bhajanti kamyo dhanar dharmu dandhan. Then why you are worshipping the rich person who is blind with his wealth? Where do we go for money? Even the Chinmay Mission, Acharya and Swami also go to the same place. Where? The moneyed person. One who has got the money, bichado, donesado, we go there. The here says, why do you go when the Hari is there? And those rich people also beg their wealth from Hari only. Once Akbar was doing his, offering his namaz, at that time one beggar came. That beggar was a realized person. He came to beg something and he saw Akbar is also Allah, Allah, give me this, give me that. He's asking from Allah. So this beggar thought, why should I ask Akbar? I will also ask from that Allah. He went away.
Evam swachitte swataiva siddha atma priyortho bhagavan anantaha tam nirbrito niyatartho bhajeta samsara hetu paramascha yatra.
Evam svachite svatah siddha. And after having this vairagya, vairagya means I don't need much of things from the world. Only that much I require, I will take it from that. The vairagya has come. Evam svachitte svata siddha. Now you start worshipping in your own self. Svachitte. Atma priyartho bhagavan anantaha. And for atma, for yourself, for realizing yourself, you start worshipping. Nibritto niyatartho bhaje tam. Nibritta. Withdraw yourself from all worldly action. Nibritta. No more actions. Why do you want to do in the svachitte? Because if I worship my own self, what will happen? The Janma Mrityu chakra will be over. There will not be any cycle of birth and death. No more birth and death. Why birth and death is coming? Again and again. What is the cause? Anarthakari parampara. Anarthakari parampara is the cause. And what is vasana? It is agyan. Agyan of what? Of my own self. I don't know my true nature. What is my true nature? I am Purn, I am Satchidanand. Do I need anything from the world to become happy? No. No. I don't know this thing, that is why I feel I am incomplete, I am a Purn. And I want to make myself Purn. By what? By accumulating things of the world which are changing and perishable. Can I become Purn? No, I can never become Purn. So when I come to know that Purn, which is in meat, then what will happen? I will need nothing from the world. No sansar, no more janma, no more mrityu, all over. Nibrito netartha bhajet sansar hetu parmascha yatra. And that vairagi, after doing his purification of mind by karma yoga, he start worshipping his own self.
Kastam tvanadritya paranu chintam rite pasun satim namayunjat pasyanjanam patitam vaitaranyam swakarma jan paritapanjushanam.
Kastam tvanadritya paranu chintam rite pasun satim namayunjat. Only the pasus. Pasu means pasyati iti pasu. Only who sees, that's all. Only the pasus will revel in the sense object. Other than pasu, if he is a human being, he should meditate on the Lord. Why meditate on the Lord? You will get purna, you will get atma tattva, you will get the sukh, you will get the bliss. So it says, other than pasu, who will revel in these sense objects? And then it says, pasan janam patitam vaitaranyam, pasyat janam. We are seeing janam, all the people. What are they? Patitam, they are fallen. Where? In Baitaranyan. In the Baitarani river, the river of ocean of change, they are all in that ocean. Why they are there? Swa karma jan. The whole cycle is because of swa karma, not parakarma. If I am suffering, who is responsible? I am responsible. I have done something wrong. May not be in this life, in the real life I have done. Swa karma jan. Paritap unjasanam, and we are suffering. Paritap. So not knowing our true nature, that I am purna, we are doing karma to make ourselves purna, and by that karma, not knowing the art of how to do karma. Art of doing karma means karma yoga you are supposed to do. Not knowing how to do karma yoga, we are doing karma, which is not yoga. Karma yoga will unite you with the Lord. But we are not doing karma yoga. What we are doing a simple karma. We are not worshipping Lord. We are worshipping our own ego. There is a difference in this. When you start worshipping Lord, like in our yajna, what we are doing? We are worshipping Lord. Oh Lord, this is for you, not for me. Worshipping Lord. But do we worship Lord in our, by our karma? No, we are not doing. Can we call it karma yoga? No, it is not karma yoga. So not knowing the art of action also, we are acting in this world. And by that action, what happens? Swa karma jan. I am responsible for all my actions. The fruit of action will come and I have to enjoy or suffer. Swa karma jan paritan panjanam.
Kechi swadehanta hridayavakashe pradesha matram purusham vasantam chaturbhujam kanjarathanga shankha gadadharam dharanaya smaranti.
Kechit, only a few one of them. All these sadhaks, those who are trying to strive, kechit, one or two of them, what will they do? Swadeha antar hridaya avakase. They meditate on swa, deha, in their own body, anta, inside. And how are our organs of perception? They are all
outside.
What we have to do? Inside. Simple equation. So you have to withdraw from the world. Antarmukha. Swaha deha antar hridaya avakase. The Lord is sitting there in the hridaya avakas. In Upanishad also it comes that he is there in the angushtamatra. Angushtamatra means the shape of the heart is like this and he is sitting inside. So one Mahatma says, that your Lord is small. Angushta Matra, only this much is there. Then other Mahatma says, no, 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 he is Vibhu. He is in Atma, but that Atma is Vibhu. His whole universe is that Atma. But the shape of that Atma is like Hriday. Both reconciled. Well, whatever you say, Angushta Matra inside is of the heart shape, is the small inside. But another Mahatma says, no, no, it's Vibhu. How Vibhu? That the whole world is his heart only, and the shape of that Atma is like heart shape. So he says, Keti Swadhe Antara Vakase Pradesha Matram Purusam Basantam. And how that Purus? Chaturbhuja. Now Chaturbhuja, don't take it that I have to meditate on Lord Krishna only. Because the Bhagavat is Krishna, so it is giving the description of Lord Krishna. You can have your Ganesh, you can have Ram, you can have Lord Shiva or Shakti, whatever Ishta Devta you may be. But you try to see that Devta inside. Here they are trying to show that inside is the Lord Krishna. Chaturbhujam, how is that? Chaturbhujam, Kanjaratha Sankam, and these holding Sankha Chakra Gada Padma in four hands. You are seeing inside a form of the Lord. Gada Dharam Dharana Smaranti. And in this way, you see him inside and meditate on Lord Krishna.
Prasanna Vaktram Nalinaya Tekshanam Kadam Makinjal Kapishanga Vasasam Lasan Maharatna Hiranmayangadam Spuran Maharatna Kirita Kundalam.
So you are seeing with your closed eyes inside your heart that Lord Krishna Chaturbhuj is there. And how is Prasanna Vakram, cheerful face. You are seeing with closed eyes, you are seeing all these things. Prasanna Vakram, Nalinayate Chanam, and big lotus eyes. How is the eyes? Big lotus eyes. Kadamba Kanjikala Pisanga Vasasam. And what is he wearing? Kadamba. Pita Vastra. Yellow robe is wearing, the dress of the Lord Krishna. Lasan Maharatna Hiranmayadangam. Lasan Maharatna Hiranam. And wearing the gold armlet. Hiran means gold. And how is that? Other things. Maharatna, studded with the Maharatna. Ratna means precious jewels. It's studded with the precious jewel. Spuran Maharatna Kirita Kundalam. And the Kirit Kundalam. Kirit. Kirit is the mukut, crown. That also is made of gold, studded with Maharatna and Kundal. So all the ornaments you are seeing, how they are beautiful, how they are studded with the precious stones and etc.
Unnitra rit pankaja karnikalaye Yogeshwarasthapita pada pallavam Sri Lakshmanam Kaustubaratna Kandaram Amlana Lakshmya Banamalayachitam.
Unhita Panta Padmanam Karnikalaye. His feet are very tender, and you are seeing those feet in your own heart. Lord's feet. And then Sri Lakshmanam, golden streak on his chest, which represent that Lakshmi ji is also there. Then Kaustubh Ratna Kandhara, wearing the Kaustubh Mani also. You are seeing all these things. Then Amlan Lakshmiya Banmalaya Chitam, and wearing the Banmala. And how is that Banmala? Will not fade. Amlan. All other flowers, they mlan. They fade away. They dry up. But Lord is wearing the Banmala, which will not fade. Amlan.
Vibhushitam mekhalanguliyakaihi mahadhanaino purakankanadivihi snigdhamalakunchitaneelakuntanaihi virochamananahasapeshanam.
You are again seeing inside with the closed eyes. How? Vibhushitam mekhalaya. What is wearing? A girdle round his waist. Kya bolte hain usko aap?
Kartani.
Kargani,
Kardhani,
which we are here. Nowadays you won't find people wearing. But sometimes in the dance you see, na?
Yeah.
The girls, they wear this thing. Ah, Kargani, he is wearing that. Huh?
Yeah, Kandor is a side.
This is like, huh? Kargani. Anguleikam, Anguleikam? Anguleik, Sanskrit, rings. Lord is wearing rings. Nupur, anklets. Nupur, Kankanadi, Kankan, bracelets. And how are they? Mahadhani, they are very costly. You have to also think, the whole idea is that your whole mind is in the Lord. Yena kena prakarena krishne mana niveseet. I am seeing the Lord only. And how is his hair? Snigdha mala kunchita neela kuntale, sleek, glossy, curly hairs. Dark. Yeah. And birochana anan hasa pesalam. And how is the face? Anan? Ha, smiling face.
Adina neela hasite kshanola sada bhruhanga samsuchita bhuryanukraham. Iksheta chinta mayamenam ishwaram yavan mano dharana yavatishthate.
So, bhubringa, when the Lord is moving his bhru, the eyebrows, you are seeing all things that the Lord is moving, eyebrows, or his glance, or his smiling place. So, what does that mean? It says anugraham, suchitam anugraham. Suchitam means Lord is blessing us. Anugrah, the grace. He is showering his grace on us. Ichet chintamayanma Ishwaram yavan mano dharana vatishrate. And you should continue to see like that. How long? Dharanaya. Dharanaya means so long your mind is not absorbed in that. Continue to see like that. Okay, if that is not possible, I am not able to see Lord when my eyes are closed. I want to see with open eye. Bola, theek hai, to ek murti le lo, ek photo le lo. Now the description comes with that. So we started with the Virat Swarup. You remember the Virat Swarup, the whole world, all the 14 lokas were stated where it exactly in the Lord's limb. Then after that, from the Virat Swarup, I have come down to Anta, inside. I am not successful inside. Now I will take the help of a picture of an idol.
Ekaika shongani dhyanu bhavait padadeya vadhasitam gadapritah jitam jitam sthanam apoya dharait param param suddhati dhiryatha yatha.
Ekaika shongani dhyanu bhavait. Now start seeing the ek-ek anga. Anga means one of the limbs. One by one start seeing the limbs of the Lord. How? Start from where? Padadi. Start from the feet. Now the full description is given. How to start meditation on the Lord on a picture. Start from the feet. Then yavat hasitam gadabrita. Slowly move upward to the smile of the Lord. Step by step. One by one you see, and again from the top to bottom you come. This way you have to meditate. Jitam jitam sthanam poya dharet param param suddhati dhi yatha yatha. Your mind will start slowly purifying. And as the mind gets purified, your mind will get absorbed in that limb slowly, slowly. If mind is not purified, what will happen? If the mind becomes rajasic and tamasic, your mind will go out. Immediately it will go out. If the mind is purified, it will stay there. But this sadhana will take long, long, long time. Very long time. I met one Swamiji of Ramakrishna Mission. Very aged Swamiji, and he is, I don't know, maybe the president now, or maybe definitely secretary of the Ramakrishna Mission worldwide. And He told me it took him nearly 40, 50 years to keep his mind absorbed at the feet of Ramakrishna. It takes a long time to absorb. At one place it will stay there, the mind will stay there. It requires a lot of practice. I forgot his name, but
Swami Lokeshwarananda.
After Swami Lokeshwarananda, he became the secretary and he became the general secretary. Maybe, I don't know, he may be the president also. So this way we have to absorb our mind. Why it is being done? Yena kena prakarena manaha krishna nivesayat. You have to absorb your mind. When you are doing this thing, you are thinking about the Lord only.
Yavanna jaye paravaresmin Vishveshware drashtari bhakti yogah Tavasthaviya purushascha rupam Kriyavasane prayatasmarita.
Yavat na jaye paravaresmin. So long you are not able to absorb your mind, or you don't become successful in your effort, what you should do? Visveshware drishtari bhakti yoga. Keep on holding to the bhakti yoga. Go on doing this thing again and again. Tavasthaviya purushasya rupam. Kriyavasane. Leave your nitya and namitik karma. Kriyavasan. No more actions. If you start thinking about your duty at that time, this is my nitya karma, namitik karma, gone, khatam. Kriyavasan. No more nitya and namitik karma. Hold on to bhakti yoga. Till such time, prayatasmaret, continuously you do it, tavat sthaviya, so long you don't get absorbed in that, continue this bhakti yoga.
Sthiram sukham chasanam ashrito yatihi yada jiha suri mamangalokam kale cha deshe cha mano na sachayet
sthiram sukham cha asanam ashrito yati yada jiha sumingam lokam. Those who want to leave the body from this lok, that means the end has come. What they should do? They should not allow mind to get attached to time and place. Kale cha deshe cha mano na sajjayet. Sajjayet means don't get attached your mind. To where? To the kal and to the desh. Desh means the place and the time. You should not get attached to these two things. Pranan niyachita mansa jitasu, and control your senses by mind. In Bhagavad you will find how to die. All those people who are leaving the body, the full description is given. How Yudhishthira left his body, how Vidur left, how Bhishma Pitama left. You will find full description in him. And all of them say the same thing. Again and again they say the same thing. Kale cha deshe manu na sajjayet prana niye cha manasa jitasu. Jitasu means you control your senses by your mind. Then after that, mana sabuddhya malayaniyamma.
Manasa buddhya malaya niyamya kshetragya etam ninaye tadatmani atmanam atmanya varuddha dhiraha labdho pashantir virameva krityat.
Then I have controlled my senses by mind. Then what should be done? The mind should be manasa buddhya malaya niyamya. Niyamya means control your mind with buddhi. Intellect is subtler than mind. Mind should always be under the control of buddhi. But we are under the control of
mind.
We are under the control of mind. Why so? Because the 95% population are all emotional. Emotional means controlled by mind. Man mein aaya kar diya. That's okay. So you control your mind by intellect. Then, chetra ke etam ninayet atmani. then you place your intellect into Kshetragya. Kshetragya, you remember? We have studied in chapter 13, Kshetra and Kshetragya. Kshetragya, place in Kshetragya. Then after that, Kshetragya in Atmani. Then from there, you go to the Atman, Kshetragya the Atmani. Atman and Atmana Udra Dhira, and then after that, that Atma into the Supreme. Atma into the Supreme means what? Brahman. Brahman conditioned by body is Atman. Atman unconditioned by body is Brahman. So from Atman, you go to the Brahman. Then what we learn? Labdhopa Santi. You will get Santi. It never says that you will get million of dollars. If you want Santi, then you go this, travel this path. Otherwise, if you don't want Santi, you need not go there. Asanti, you have got lot of Asanti, you can stay in the Asanti. If you want Santi, then you have to do this thing. Labdho Santi, Biramet Kritya. And then after that, there is no duty. Biramet, no more duties. Kritya. Once you come to know that you are Brahman, and Brahman is Akarta or Karta?
Akarta.
Is there any duty of Brahman?
No.
Khata. Once you come to know you are Brahman, no more duty.
Na yatra kalo nimisham paraprabhu kuto nu deva jagatam na ishire na yatra sattvam na rajastamascha na vaivikaro na mahan pradhanam.
Na yatra kalo nimisham paraprabhu. When you read that, sir, there is no kal, there is no time. Even when we go into the deep sleep, we have got no idea of the time and the place. Pata lagta hai kitna baja abhi? Nahi pata lagta hai. No kala. Kuto na deva jagatam nahi sa. There is no devatas also there, no gods. Because all gods are again controlled by time. All devatas have got limited period of time. Even Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh also. Akhandananji Maharaj says the life of Brahmaji is 100 years, but that clock is different. Someday I will tell you. And that 100 years of Brahmaji is equal to, just for a reference, I will tell you 0.001 second of Brahmaji is equal to 100 years of human. 0.001 second of Brahmaji, not our clock second. Brahmaji clock second. 0.001 second of Brahmaji's clock is equal to 100 years of our life. And Brahmaji has got, according to his clock, 100 years of life. So 100 years ke baad na Brahmaji gone. And then next Brahmaji comes. When next Brahmaji comes again, he has to do that dharana. Remember I talked about dharana. To find out of how the creation was made in earlier time. And it is said that 100 years of Brahmaji is equal to 1 second of Vishnu. You have got the relationship, na? 0.001% of human of Brahmaji's second is equal to 100 years of human life, and Brahmaji has got 100 years of life. That 100 years of life, according to the clock of Vishnuji, is equal to only 1 second, and Vishnuji has got a life of 100 years, and that 100 years of Vishnuji life is equal to 1 second of Lord Shiva. Once you reach there, na yatra sattam na rajastamascha. Once you reach that state, you have gone beyond the mind. Where there is no desh and kal, when you reach that state, what happens there? Na tatra sattva rajastamascha. Dekho, Bhagavat, har sloka is full of Vedanta. What? People are more interested in katha only. Naach gaan, thoda cha kirtan karlo ho gaya. But here each verse is na tat yatra rajas tama and sattva There is no Sattarajas Tamas. No Sattarajas Tamas means what? Anything created by Sattarajas Tamas is not there. World is not there. 14 lokas are not there. Even the Lord Himself is not there. Ishwar is not there. He is also made of Sattagun Pradhan Maya. He is also not there. Na vai vikaro, no modification. I am seeing the whole world changing and perishable, and I have gone beyond Sattarajas and Tamas. And there is no change. Na vikaro, na mahan pradhanam, na mahan, na mahatattva, na pradhan. There is nothing. The first comes from the Brahman is the mahatattva. For you, difficult to remember. First comes the mahatattva. That is inert. When associated with the Chaitanya, the same Mahatattva is called the Hiranyagarbha. From Hiranyagarbha comes the Ahankar. From the Ahankar it will come Tanmatra. From Tanmatra will come the five gross elements. And with those five gross elements, the whole 14 lokas are made. This was told by Lord in Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 13. The process of the creation, the whole thing was stated. And I am telling you this again, because in this chapter it will show how you have to fold back to the Brahman. Mahatattva, Hiranyagarbha, Ahankara, then after that Tanmatra, the subtle element, and from subtle element came the grossified element. Those who have studied Tattvabodh, they know how from the gross element, from the subtle element became gross element, and from these five gross elements, Pind and Brahmand were made. So in this chapter we will find that we have to fold back to that Brahman. And how to fold back? It will come. Navai vikaro na mahan pradhanam. It is sadyo mukti. This is called immediate mukti you want. But there are people, they don't want sadyo mukti. They want krama mukti. So here it is said, in verse number 18, it says, Parampadam.
Parampadam Vaishnavamamanantitad Yanneti neti titadudsi svikshavah Visvijya dauratmyamananya saurida Hridopakuyara padam pade pade.
Parampadam Vaishnava Ananti Tada Yan Neti Neti. They have reached that Vishnu Pad by how? What is the process? Neti, not this, not this, not this. This changing and perishable world, it is not Brahman. Ab aap bologe, ek time to aap bolte ho, this whole jagat is Brahman. Now you are saying it's not Brahman. You see, when we are in the jagat, we know that the whole world is nothing but Lord in different name and form. He has taken name and naam and roop. Naam roop is mithya. We are engrossed in the naam roop only. In Drigadisya Vivek, we have studied that each and every object of the world has got five things. Asti, Bhati, Priya, Namarup. Namarup is Jagat. And Asti, Bhati, Priya, Brahman. So in each and everything of the world, in each object of the world, these five things are there. So if I want to go to the Brahman, what I have to do? Falsify these two. Asti, Bhati, Priya. Asti, Bhati, Priya means Satchit, Anand. And Namarup. Namarup is changing continuously. But Asti, Bhati, Priya is not changing. So in each object, five things are there. In chair also, it is five things are there. Asti, Bhati, Priya, Namru. Remove the Namru. What will remain? Asti, Bhati, Priya. Can I see that Asti, Bhati, Priya, these eyes?
No.
No, I can't see. How can I see? With I have to know that Asti, Bhati, Priya is also there. Now tell me, with the open eyes, if you see any object of the world, falsify the Namru, will you not be able to see Asti, Bhati, Priya? Mm-hmm. Yes, you will see. So the whole jagat is nothing but Lord Himself. So if you want to see Him in the pure form, then what you have to do? Neti, neti, naam roop, naiti, naiti, naiti. I have said, negated everything, falsified everything, all objects falsified, all body equipment falsified, limbs also falsified, I falsified, my mind also falsified. I negated everything.
Same thing is for the children.
Can I negate Atman? No. I cannot negate Atman. So when I negate everything of the world, what remains? Atman remains. You have reached there. They said, you have reached that Lord's feet. Understand the supremacy of that state. That state is the highest state. By Jnana Marg also you reach there. By Bhakti Marg also you reach the same place. Don't fight that this is Vishnupad. And you will start saying, no, this is Brahman. He said, this Vishnupad is Brahman himself. It's not different. This Vishnupad is that only. Now there is another yogi. Sadhya Mukti is khatam. Now the Krama Mukti is coming. Somebody says, no, no, no. I also want Mukti, but I want to travel through these lokas. I want to go to the Brahma Loka also. I want to go to Swarga Loka also. Bhaya Swarga Loka, I want to get Mukti. It is called Krama Mukti. That also is given. We will see this in our next class. So in the meantime, you decide, you want Sadhya Mukti, instant Mukti, or you want Krama Mukti?
No, Krama Mukti, it is too long.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
You mentioned that Brahman is no akartha, no duty. So if a grahastha says, I am Brahman, that means they have no duty to fulfill?
No, grihastha will not say. Okay. You see, there was a Brahman. And that Brahman was Pandit and he used to teach the scriptures. So, and he had one daughter. Young daughter. And she has learned that Brahman is akarta. She had some love affair. And this Panditji, this Brahman, when he came to know about this thing, that she has got a love affair, I'm talking about the old days, not of the... He started beating his daughter with the cane. So he said, why you are beating me? I am akarta, I have not done anything. I am akarta, I am Brahman. Bolo, I am not beating akarta Brahman. I am beating body which is karta. So with the body, we have to do our duties. So long we are with the body, but inside we have to be detached from everything. From everything. Stay in this world. Utilize everything. Each and everything, whatever you need, utilize, but don't get attached to it. Because the one day it will go. All your wealth, all your money, all your house, all your cars, all your relations, all your children, all your parents, all your relatives, including my body, will also go one day. Be prepared for that. That's all. Know the nature of the law and live happily. With this body, I can reach that tattva. This body must be utilized for that purpose. Even after realization, be happy. See Guruji. I ever happy. Gurudev ever happy. But they all know they have to leave the body. Hum log kya hum log rote rehte hain har dam. Ye nahi wah woh nahi wah. So this will not come easily. It's not come immediately, but slowly, if you are in the satsang continuously, it will settle in the mind.
Good question. So you have to be attached in a detached way. But how do you motivate yourself? So you have to know the knowledge that you have to be detached. But yet work in an attached way, is that how
this is? Yeah, you see, Ama, you have to motivator, the biggest motivator is that you will get the Paramananda. You see, all our actions are for sukh only. All our actions are for sukh. We are sitting here for sukh. We will get up within 2 minutes for sukh. We will do the prayer for sukh. We will go home for sukh and everything. We sleep for the sukh. When we are tired, we go to sleep for sukh. Early morning, again we get up. We are tired of sleeping now. So every action is for the sukh only, but we have to know the source of sukh. The source of sukh is only one. It is not outside, it is with you. Once you come to know this thing, you will not hanker for a lot of things outside. Otherwise, you will never become contented. Never, never you will become contented.
I would tell them about that. No. Jyoti.